This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. Welcome to another great day, Wednesday, another great day in Trump land. I mean, what you've just seen on TV is the greatest farce in the history of American politics, history of network TV, history of witch hunts in the United States of America. These guys make Joe McCarthy look like he was playing tiddlywinks. Let me tell you, before I get to the ridiculous media show today that adds up to a big nothing, and in the third hour, we'll have Bill O'Reilly discussing how it adds up to a big nothing. But before I get to that, they meant to distract you from every good thing Trump's doing in Vietnam with Kim and North Korea. They meant to distract you from all the biggest news stories of the day. Can you imagine it was timed exactly as Trump is doing a summit with the North Korean dictator in Vietnam? At that exact moment, they're parading a liar, a convicted liar, a proven liar. A guy who lied to Congress, a guy who's lied his whole life to everyone. How do you know a lawyer lies? His lips are moving. Michael Cohen's the biggest liar that ever lived. And he's standing there lying in front of Congress, and every TV network's covering it. Right, well, Trump should be on the headlines in Vietnam. And it's happened every single time. Trump has a summit with Kim. Trump has a summit with Putin. It doesn't matter. They come up with a lie at the moment to distract the American people. Here's the biggest news story of the day. Facebook eliminated over 1 billion page views to conservative websites in 2018. And now, thanks to James O'Keefe of Project Veritas, we have proof that this was the plan all along. Facebook has been shutting down traffic to conservative websites since the 2016 election. They're so embarrassed that we actually won the social media war. Conservatives dominated social media in 16, where they were able to get the truth uncensored, raw truth. Facebook ended that in 17 and 18. Here's the story being broken by Gateway Pundit. Floyd Brown is a conservative author, speaker, and media commentator. In 2008, he launched Western Journal, which quickly became one of the top conservative websites in America. By 2016, Floyd's organization of Western Journal and other conservative websites had more than a billion page views. Since 2016, Floyd's organization has lost 75% of its Facebook traffic. Likewise, we spoke with Jared Valerani from Click Media. Jared traveled to Washington, D.C. with the Gateway Pundit and website owners at 100% Fed Up in June to discuss Facebook targeting against conservative publishers with Republican lawmakers. Jared told the Gateway Pundit his organization, Click Media, which hosts over 60 conservative websites, lost 400 million page views from Facebook in the last 6 months. If you just compare the traffic from a year ago, we lost 70-80% of our traffic. If you combine the total number of page views lost by just these two conservative online publishers, you're looking at a loss of over 1.5 billion page views in Facebook in 1 year. These are numbers from just two of the top conservative publishers in America. This does not include the thousands of other conservative publishers across the country who lost all of their traffic coming from Facebook. Here at the Gateway Pundit, our Facebook traffic has been effectively eliminated after we were ranked as the fourth most influential conservative publisher in the 2016 election. This is a bloodbath. Facebook has wiped out conservative content to American subscribers. Most incredible thing I've ever seen that nobody cares about. Conservative publishers have been absolutely wiped off the map. On Wednesday, which is today, James O'Keefe and Project Veritas published proof from a whistleblower that what Facebook plotted and planned to remove conservative content from their platform. The information describes how Facebook engineers planned and went about policing political speech. In 2016, suburban voters and women would check their Facebook pages and get conservative news. Can't do it anymore. Facebook has wiped out conservative publishers. Americans no longer see articles from conservative websites, even if you follow them. Facebook took advertising dollars from all of these businesses and then targeted them after the 2016 election. Facebook wants to pretend this was not a political decision, yet several top liberal activist groups, Media Matters, Share Blue, Crew, and American Bridge made it a priority in early 17 to work with the liberal tech giants to undermine President Trump and ensure that liberals gain control of Congress and the presidency in 2020, and the tech giants did just that. That's the number one news story in America they don't want you to hear. Not even Trump in North Korea. And the number two news story in America they don't want you to hear is they're busy parading a liar, Michael Cohen. Undercover investigator exposes how absentee ballots are the key to stealing elections. I told you in 2018 we did not lose. All those elections, all those seats that we lost were stolen by Democrats with absentee ballots, fake absentee ballots they fill out by the millions, and illegal aliens. Here's the report. If one takes the time to examine the details of two previous reports that were filed in Northwest Liberty News regarding election fraud, the only conclusion that a reasonable person could possibly make is that honest voters are getting screwed by crooks, both on and off of Montana's Native American reservations. Never forget that every time a fraudulent vote gets counted, your honest vote gets wiped out. We've known that election fraud is an issue for quite some time now, but only recently have we got an inside view of how the Native American reservations swing elections, and because of the nature of their independent nation status, there's a lack of political will to address the issue. The simple fact is Native American reservations are left to regulate themselves. Nothing could go wrong there, right? So this was just one story on the internet about absentee ballots. This story is only about Native American, meaning Indian reservations. This story isn't about Arizona where they stole the election, Montana where they stole the election. It's just, I could go on and on and on. State by state by state, the election was stolen. Senate seats, House seats, Orange County, California, all of them. We were leading on election night, and suddenly they found absentee ballots by the hundreds of thousands, and we lost. So there's the second big news story. They're stealing elections. Here's the third big news story about what it's really like to live in Democrat America, urban inner cities. News crew robbed, security guard shot while covering the Oakland teacher strike. What is Oakland except an all-black Democratic city? You can't even be a newsman in a suit with a camera crew standing in Oakland without getting robbed. Is that my fault? Is that Republicans' fault? Is that white people's fault? Whose fault is that? It's the Democratic Party's fault. They've run these cities into the ground till the people are just nothing but dependent on government for the rest of their lives. And if they commit a crime, they let them out too soon. And they blame it on the people you're born to and the color of your skin and your poor childhood. Two men were arrested in California after a TV news crew was robbed at gunpoint and a security guard shot in the leg on Sunday. Cameraman John Engel and reporter Joe Vasquez from KPIX5, so that's a Fox 5 affiliate in San Francisco or Oakland, they were reporting on the teacher strike in Oakland around 5 p.m., so that's broad daylight. When a car pulled up, two men got out and confronted the news crew. One of the men pulled a gun, demanded the camera. The victims went back to their news van and handed over their equipment. Suddenly, Vasquez heard a flurry of loud gunshots. That's when he saw the gunman had shot the station security guard, a retired Berkeley cop identified only as Matt in the leg. We believe Matt's going to be okay. His wounds do not appear to be life-threatening. This is what it's like in Oakland, in an inner city in this country. Chicago, Memphis, Baltimore, Detroit. What's it matter which inner city I'm talking about? They're all run by Democrats, and this is life in the inner city, where guns are severely restricted. Suspects fled. Oakland officers caught up to the Lexus before crashing into several parked cars. What appeared to be surveillance footage of the chase was posted on Twitter. Police say they arrested the driver of the vehicle involved in the chase, as well as a 21-year-old man who walked to a nearby hospital with gunshot wounds. Police detained several of the suspects in connection with the shooting and also recovered the camera equipment. That should be the lead news story in America, right there. That's what happens in Democrat cities. All right, now we'll go to the number one news story. By the way, I looked at 100 sites and Trump wasn't mentioned. Meaning Trump in Vietnam negotiating for world peace with a crazy man in North Korea, Kim Jong-un, wasn't mentioned anywhere. He finished up his negotiations there. We don't know what happened. But we know all about Michael Cohen, a liar. Let me tell you what the real joke is. When we come back from the break, I'll read some stuff in detail. The idea that Michael Cohen says there's no actual evidence, I have no evidence, of Trump colluding or coordinating with Russia, but I have my suspicions. This is what you've got testifying in front of the United States Congress. I have my suspicions. Well, guess what? I have no proof that Obama was a communist. I have no proof that Obama was a Muslim. I have no proof that Obama liked the Muslim side over the Israeli side and wanted to destroy Israel. I have no proof that Obama hated capitalism as a communist, a Marxist, a socialist scumbag. I have no proof he purposely tried to destroy the American economy. I have no proof he tried to personally destroy capitalism. I have no proof he tried to personally destroy the entire American healthcare system and the entire wipe out the middle class with Obamacare. I have no proof he wanted the borders open to ruin this country. But I have my suspicions. So should I be testifying in front of Congress about my guesses? Should I? Because that's what we saw today. The entire nation stopped. And every TV network stopped all their programming to show you a rat-fink liar testifying in front of the United States House. And just lying to everyone's face and then saying, well, I can't prove anything. These are just my suspicions. It's one of the biggest jokes I've ever heard in my entire life. I'm very suspicious, by the way, that Obama ever attended Columbia University. I'm suspicious that if he was there, why didn't I ever see him? If he was there, why didn't anyone I know see him? Why did none of my classmates see him? He was a ghost. Why did the leading professor at Columbia never see him? Why? I don't say it. Professor Henry Graff never saw him. Why? I have my suspicions. Did you allow me to testify? And you know what the joke is? They actually got into Trump's grades in college. Cohen actually went there. Trump's Democrats went there. Did Cohen try and cover up Trump's grades in college? This coming from a party that elected a man twice whose entire record at Columbia has been covered up. I was there with him, never saw him, never heard of him, never met him. There was no Obama at Columbia. I'm only testifying what I see, the truth. I'll do a lie detector test tomorrow. There was no Obama at Columbia. Did I say he didn't go there? No. I said I'd never seen him. Never saw him. Don't know anyone ever saw him. So I have my suspicions how he got in. Does that mean I should testify in front of Congress? Say I have no proof? I'm guessing? I've got my suspicions? What a joke. What a disgrace. How pathetic could you be? Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio. And Newsmax TV in hour number three. I am your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist, evangelist. I am American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. And by the way, there are lots of ways to find me on radio. It's at usaradio.com or the TuneIn app. And just plug in KBDT or Spreaker app or iHeartRadio on demand 24/7. Locally in Vegas, 790talknow.com. You can find me on TV in that third hour. Hour number three is at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, DirecTV, Dish TV, cable systems like Fios, UVerse, Comcast, Xfinity, NewsmaxTV.com, YouTube Live, YouTube.com, Roku, and my show's now on two times a day, 8 p.m. Eastern and 1 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax TV. But anytime you don't have Newsmax TV, just go to NewsmaxTV.com and click on Watch Live Now. That's it, you're watching. I'm a proud warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. That's how we're going to save America and American exceptionalism and capitalism and our Judeo-Christian values, our Constitution, and our beloved GOP. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, the great Edward Stoll, stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg. Ed gave me my first shot, Ed Stoll's, on radio ever, and Fred Weinberg was the first one to syndicate me nationwide. Thank you, Fred. And by the way, we added four stations today in Hartford, Connecticut. I'll tell you all about it in the next couple days. I'll get all the call letters and all the station IDs and let you know. But great stuff. These are the stations that that are heard all over the state of Connecticut. Man, we are dominating the state of Connecticut. Lee Elsie is the morning host on WJJF in New London, Connecticut, and he's also, his show is heard on these four stations in Hartford. The same guy owns all the stations, John Fuller, and so they were kind enough to let me know that they want to put me on all their stations, and so we added those four stations. We'll tell you more in the next day or two. So great stuff. But I appreciate John Fuller at WJJF and all those Hartford stations bringing me on board. And Lee Elsie making it all happen. Lee's great. Lee's my guest host. Good man. Does a great job while I'm gone. And is a guy who's going to be a national host himself very soon. My promise. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. That's F-O-R-T-M, Fordham. F-O-R-T-M, FordhamResources.com. Check them out. Ticker symbol FTMR. Most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free from anywhere in the USA. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Sarah Carter says Michael Cohen's testimony is filled with speculation, reads like a jilted lover. Of course it is. It's the same as Wayne Root saying, I never saw a bomb at Columbia. Well, it's true. I'm telling the truth, but it's just a suspicion. I don't know what he did at Columbia or didn't do at Columbia. You wouldn't let me testify for Congress and stop all network television to hear me talk about my guesses on national TV. But I had standing. I was Obama's classmate at Columbia University. We were classmates together. Never saw him, never heard of him, never met him. I don't think he's paid his taxes. I think he did lots of cocaine. I think he shot up mainline heroin. I think he's a communist. I think he's a Muslim. See, I'm just saying that. I don't really think any of those things per se. I could just say them. I could just announce them to the world. How shocking does that sound? Oh, Obama's a communist and a Muslim. Any idiot could say that. Maybe true, maybe not. But you could say, you know, I have my suspicions, but I can't prove it. Should that guy be given airtime in front of Congress? To say that I think Obama's a Muslim, I think he's a communist, I think he's a terrible person, I think he wanted to destroy the United States? Can't prove any of that. Would you give anybody that airtime? Of course not. So why'd you give Michael Cohen the airtime? Because the networks are all a bunch of commies, extreme radical leftists, pinkos, and they hate Trump, just like they hated Reagan. And so they're looking for any opportunity to get someone to tell lies about Donald Trump. Sounds like a jilted lover. Exactly. And meanwhile, Cohen is a proven liar. He's throwing a temper tantrum, and he's hoping to damage the man he worked for with the hope the Mueller team will throw him some mercy, and they won't put him in jail for 40 years. Not a single bombshell in Cohen's testimony. He called Trump a cheat, a racist, and a con man. Okay. Okay, you call anybody anything you want. Can you prove it? No, you can't prove it. You're a liar. Jim Jordan delivered a fiery speech charging the Clinton operative Lanny Davis orchestrated the entire hearing with Michael Cohen to push the Donald Trump impeachment narrative. Even CNN admits Cohen was lying. Donald Jr. and Eric Trump and CNN all said Michael Cohen lied when he told Congress he never wanted a White House job. They all know he wanted them. And then there were charges of racism hurled during the event. We'll tell you about that when we get back. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen was testifying on Capitol Hill today. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan on what we learned from Cohen.
But there are things today that he said during the several hours of questioning that just don't add up either. Mr. Chairman, I think maybe more importantly is what we should have been doing today. Mr. Meadows and I sent you a letter asking you to have Mr. Rosenstein here. I think it's important to know that last week when you announced that Mr. Cohen was coming this week, just happened to be the very same week that we learned the Deputy Attorney General of the United States was thinking about wearing a wire to record the commander-in-chief.
President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un are holding talks in Hanoi, Vietnam. It's the second time the two leaders have met face-to-face. The summit began by Trump and Kim shaking hands and exchanging pleasantries. North Korea's economy was also brought up. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You'd build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that's spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is War Now, the
Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. War on USA Radio Network as well as Newsmax TV in hour number three. The sponsor of the segment of the show is my great buddy Ron Corey. Really, another great friend of mine. I mean, just a class act, one of the nicest guys in all of Vegas, also one of the most successful businessmen of Vegas. He's living the American dream. He's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him, put him in prison for 50 years, but Ron won. Tenacity is such a wild story. That's the name of the book, Tenacity. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. The story's so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco, Reservoir Dogs, Kill Bill is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, an e-book, or a Kindle. That's Corey as in C-O-U-R-Y. Or get the audiobook released by Michael Madsen. Read by Michael Madsen. Visit his website for more details, roncoreyauthor.com. Go to Amazon to order Tenacity today. Or right now, you could be one of the people who gets a free book, a free copy of Tenacity, because Ron was kind enough and class enough to give out about a dozen copies of his book over the next month. So right now, we're going to say the number two caller right now at my phone number, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. The number two caller is going to get a free copy of Tenacity. You're going to win a copy of the book right now, be the second one to call in, and you get the book. The book giveaway is brought to you by Ron Corey. Great guy. He's giving his books away free. So get a free one right now. And if you're not the winner, then go to Amazon and order Tenacity today. Great book. All right, we've got Megan Barth here. Her websites are ReaganBabe.com and MediaEqualizer.com. Megan, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm glad you're back.
So, thank you. So many prayers from the people who listen to my show and watch my show, and I think that was the key. Here's the thing. Today was a big day for Trump in Vietnam, and I tried to find something about it online. I'm sure it was somewhere. I couldn't find it. It wasn't any of the headlines at Fox News or even my favorites like the Gateway Pundit or Zero Hedge or Breitbart or Drudge. I couldn't find anything about Trump in Vietnam because the entire headlines were all about Michael Cohen testifying. So if that's what Democrats were trying to do, and clearly it was, to distract the American people from Trump's great job in Vietnam with Kim Jong-un and try to create world peace with North Korea, if that's the goal of Democrats, they did a great job because they took Trump out of the headlines completely.
Yeah, and it's so funny because just last year in the headlines, they were worried that Rocket Man was going to bring us towards the brink of a third world nuclear war, and that was dominating the headlines because of the tough negotiation tactics Trump was using against little Rocket Man. And so you know that the Democrats control the media, and you know that the Democrats are controlling Lanny Davis, and you know that Clinton is controlling Lanny Davis, and you know all of this to ensure that even though they thought we were on the brink of nuclear war just the last year, now they have no interest in world peace. You have to be a complete moron at this point to have glued yourself to the TV to watch this crafted, choreographed hit job, Clinton hit job, just like they did with Clarence Thomas, just like they did with the Covington Catholic boys, just like they did with Christine Blasey Ford, Dr. Christine Blasey Ford against Brett Kavanaugh, and just like they do against this president every single night. I find it really odd, Wayne, that the first word out of Michael Cohen's mouth is when he decides to start trashing the president is the first word he uses as a racist. What does this tell you? It means the Democrats are losing the black vote. So they need to have Lanny Davis come to the rescue in order to craft a smear campaign, much like Hillary Clinton did against Monica Lewinsky.
Right. It's, the good news is There's nobody on the right who likes Trump that gives a damn about anything said today. We all think he's a liar. I saw some mafia guy testifying today that he can't wait till Michael Cohen arrives in prison because he's going to get shanked and killed. Now, I don't wish anybody be killed, by the way, but having said that, I'm just laughing because that's what the guy said. He said they're going to kill him. He said all the mafia guys in prison, you're laughing. All the mafia guys in prison love Trump and hate rats, and they're going to kill Michael Cohen to make Trump happy. That's what he said. I'm just quoting what a mafia guy.
Well, of course, you know, I don't want to get on the wrong side of you, because you know some wise guys, you know some tough guys, you know, so I'm just going to stay clean, all right? But yeah, I wouldn't want to cross the New York Mafia, especially in the taxi medallion side of the business. We should be buying soap on the rope for the Michael Cohen Fund.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is that you've got to look at his opening statement, and you piece it all together, and it sounds so incredibly rehearsed. And it hits all of the talking points of the Democrats like it's just too convenient of a story. A liar is a liar is a liar. And thank God for Jim Jordan, who basically said that this whole entire thing was, in fact, orchestrated by Lanny Davis, because he knows that because Lanny Davis met with Elijah Cummings. Michael Cohen met with Elijah Cummings. They met with Adam Schiff. Lanny Davis said what the questions could be asked and what questions couldn't be asked. This is a complete show.
Yeah, I mean, the takeaway that I got out of the entire thing was that I could say that, in my opinion, Obama's a communist, Obama's a Muslim, Obama hates Israel, and I'm not saying I believe in it, I'm saying I could say all that. Obama hates Israel, Obama loves the Palestinians, Obama loves the Syrians, Obama loves everybody in the Middle East except Israel, Obama hates capitalism, Obama wants to destroy the middle class, Obama's trying to wipe out Americans. I could say all that and say I have no proof, but those are my suspicions. But would the news media give me coast-to-coast coverage on every major network because Wayne Root is guessing about stuff with no proof and admits he has no proof? So my point is, anybody can say anything, so why would you allow a guy to have national publicity like this when his exact words were, I can't prove any of it, but I have my suspicions?
You think they learned from Jussie Smollett, wouldn't you? You think they learned, but they don't. And the reason they don't learn is because it's purposeful, it's called propaganda, it's intentful, and it's created to inflict harm. This is nothing more than political theater, the politics of personal destruction, basically scripted by a Clintonite. And we see it time and time again from the Democrats. They can't stand on policy. They don't want to talk about North Korea. They don't want to talk about the 70 to 90% tax rates they're proposing. They don't want to talk about basically confiscating all cattle because they're creating a bigger carbon bovine footprint, they like. And they certainly don't want to talk about how they're going to pay for $93 trillion in this Green New Deal or $33 trillion for Medicare for All. So they don't want to talk about policy. It's much easier to sink down into the gutter and use whoever you can find to do the dirty work for you.
Right, and of course, now I'm talking to the right person, Megan, about this topic. I opened my show today. You didn't happen to hear the very opening of the show, did you?
No, I did not.
Okay, so the very open of the show is kind of your kind of topic, because again, we're talking to Megan Barth, and she's got MediaEqualizer.com. And one of the things that I know you talk, there's actually two things you talk about. One is voter fraud, and the second one is the fact that, you know, we're getting railroaded with social media. And I said the number one news story in America should be Facebook whistleblower reveals routine suppression of conservative content, and Facebook eliminated over 1 billion page views to conservative websites in 2018, and now thanks to James O'Keefe of Project Veritas, we have proof that that was the plan. That should be the number one news story in America. And number two is there's a new story about massive voter fraud on Indian reservations all over the United States where there's nobody to police what's happening. And they're throwing entire states. That could be the very reason why both Arizona and Montana Republican Senate candidates had a lead on election night and then wound up losing the election. It could be absentee ballots on Indian reservations. So we've got a combination of voter fraud and massive Facebook suppression of conservatives, and neither one is really mentioned in the media today because all there's out there is Michael Cohen, the rat, and this witch hunt. That's all that's out there. They were very good. They got rid of Trump in North Korea. They got rid of Trump and Little Kim, they got rid of the Facebook suppression, and they got rid of voter absentee ballot fraud.
Well, and the censors are censoring the news. They don't want you to know these stories. They don't want to make them headlines. They don't want to talk about it. We are looking at multiple forms of censorship, and also this deplatforming of conservatives. The removal of 1 billion page views has a monetary value associated with it.
Oh, yeah.
And so what they're trying to do is bankrupt you, bankrupt Hoff, of the Gateway Pundit, Gateway Daily Wire, whoever they can bankrupt first, right? By demonetizing their platform. PayPal is another that is now not doing business with conservatives. Chase Bank is not doing business with conservatives. Teespring dropped Laura Loomer, so she can't even sell T-shirts. And so when you look at how there is a coordinated effort to silence conservatives, it is through the web, and it is also through the ballot box. And we have to look at voter fraud, or if you want to call it election integrity like I do. When we lack election integrity, we invite the censorship. Why? Because if one illegal votes, that means that your vote is taken. And so what they do is they stuff the ballot box to further silence you. Because faulty ballots, absentee ballots, provisional ballots, late ballots, early ballots, ballots here, sample ballots everywhere. That's how they're going to win, is either through the manipulation of the ballot box or the censorship and deplatforming of conservative voices.
All right. In the meantime, I heard absolutely nothing about Trump's meetings with Kim, so I have no idea whether they were successful or not. So they were successful, the media, in covering up and witch hunting and lying and defrauding and slandering and libeling, the usual. And I don't think any conservative cares. They're making Trump Teflon Don. He's more popular than he's ever been. No one gives a crap. Megan Barth, her website's ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com. Great to have you on again, Megan. Thank you.
Thanks, Wayne.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. By the way, we have a winner of our book. Keith Hughes of Las Vegas, Nevada, was the winner of the Tenacity book today. Thanks, Ron Curry, for giving your book away free to my listeners. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy had former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron Beat the Police, City Hall, and Stage 4 Cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
War now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. USA Radio Network, by the way, Newsmax TV is hour number three of my show, the simulcast, my radio show, my third hour simulcast on Newsmax TV, reaching over 80 million homes. That's pretty amazing, pretty cool. We just had a Comcast Xfinity, and there are 30 million homes that's being phased in throughout the beginning of this year. So we're right in the neighborhood of 80 million homes. We had 50, and figure we're automatically at 60. We may have as many as 70 right now. We'll have that last 10 over the next couple of months filtering in. So I can say 80 million homes, DirecTV, Dish TV, Fios, UVerse, Comcast, Xfinity, and many others. You can watch me with Bill O'Reilly three times a week. I interviewed Bill earlier today from my studio, my TV studio, so that will be on the show tonight at the top of the show to lead off. And if you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system, tell them you want Newsmax TV on your cable TV, that you have other TV options. You can move to DirecTV. You can move to Dish Network. So encourage them to make you happy. To make it simple, you can call this toll-free number that will connect you instantly to your cable system for free. Call toll-free 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397, and Newsmax will connect you to whatever your cable system is anywhere in the country, the right office, the right person to tell them you want your Newsmax TV so you can watch Wayne Root. And by the way, the show airs twice a day now, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, and 1 p.m. Eastern is a replay of last night's show, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. All right, so some of the news stories in the news today, well, really nothing else is in the news but Michael Cohen. It's drowned out everything. But there was a racism charge. Mark Meadows, one of the good guys, one of the big conservatives, the head, really the leader of all the conservatives in the entire U.S. House Tea Party caucus. And he hurls a racism charge back at Radical Representative Rashida Tlaib, who's a communist and a Muslim. And by the way, there's no law against being a communist. There's no law against being a Muslim. I get it. I get it. The question is, where are your loyalties? What do you really believe in when your money comes from CAIR, the Council on American Islamic Relations, which is a front for a terrorist organization that raises money for terrorism? And that's been identified by Chuck Schumer. Of all people, Chuck Schumer said they're a front for Hamas, and the U.S. government said they are unindicted co-conspirator to terrorism. That's what they call CAIR. CAIR gives big money to Rashida Tlaib and the other one. I can't remember her name. Ilhan Omar. Who can remember all these names? Mark Meadows. So radical representative Rashida Tlaib accused Lynn Patton, who is a black former employee of Trump, black aide, of being a racist prop for Republican Mark Meadows during the Michael Cohen hearings. Because Meadows introduced Trump employee Lynn Patton during his time questioning the witness, Cohen hired Ms. Patton years ago. Patton's a black woman and staunch supporter of Trump. And later this afternoon, Representative Tlaib used her time questioning Michael Cohen to attack Meadows for bringing Lynn Patton into the room as a racist prop. She said, just because someone has a person of color, a black person working for them, does not mean they aren't racist. And the fact that someone would actually use a prop, a black woman in this chamber, in this committee, is alone racist unto itself. Meadows exploded and accused Rashida Tlaib of being the racist for accusing Lynn Patton of being a prop. Mark Meadows let her have it. Called her the racist, so good for him. And on top of that, Meadows gave former Donald Trump lawyer Michael Cohen a criminal referral Wednesday over violating the Foreign Agent Disclosure Act. Meadows pressed Cohen during the House Oversight Committee on Wednesday over his alleged failure to list contracts with foreign companies that paid him for access to the Trump administration. In one instance, drug company Novartis allegedly paid Cohen $1.2 million. Boy, did I miss my calling. I'm as good as any of these guys. Nobody's ever paid me $1 million to bring deals to Washington, D.C. I could have done this in a second. I'm as good a deal maker as any of these guys. But, you know, I'm a son of a butcher. And these guys are just all little rich spoiled brats who all had powerful connected fathers. And they opened all the right doors for them. And these guys know how to make $1 million for making a phone call. It's amazing. But Novartis paid Cohen $1.2 million to act as a consultant to the Trump White House. Cohen also allegedly acted as a consultant for South Korea's aerospace industries, KAI, and Kakistan's BTA Bank. Meadows asked whether Cohen had foreign contracts with Novartis, KAI, or Kakistan BTA Bank. And Meadows said, I'm going to back to the question I asked before with regards to your false statement that you submitted to Congress. On here, it's very clear that it asked for contracts with foreign entities over the last 2 years. Have you had any foreign contracts with foreign entities, whether it's Novartis or Korean Airline or Kakistan BTA Bank? Your testimony earlier said you had contracts with them. In fact, you went into detail. Cohen responded, they are not government agencies. They are privately and publicly traded companies. Meadows asked, did you have foreign contracts over the last 2 years? Cohen said, yes. Right after the exchange, Meadows said he just entered a referral for a criminal investigation for Cohen, suggesting he violated FARA. I just entered a referral for criminal investigation to Michael Cohen, who violated the Foreign Agents Registration Act by illegally lobbying on behalf of foreign entities without registering. Cohen talks about blind loyalty. His real blind loyalty? It's the almighty dollar. Some good exchanges today. This whole thing orchestrated by Lanny Davis. Jim Jordan gave it to him good. Fiery speech. They're all a bunch of criminals. Matter of fact, Representative Virginia Fox, Republican North Carolina, asked Donald Trump's former personal lawyer Cohen whether he would commit to signing a book deal, a movie deal, or becoming a cable news commentator based on his experience as the billionaire's former lawyer. And Cohen would not commit, would not deny under oath plans for a book or a movie deal. This is all a joke. It's all a travesty. Michael Cohen admits discussing the topics with Adam Schiff before the testimony. He was groomed. Joke.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.